Shirley Block, you are the first woman and the first African-American to be elected president and business representative of Amalgamated Transit Union Division 757 since it began in the early 20th century, and I'm pleased to be talking with you. I understand that code and fare enforcement is to be unilaterally outsourced to non-union Portland Patrol Incorporated. The quote from your newsletter says, "While we did know in January that TriMet wanted to enter into this contract with PPI, after hearing from us and the community, TriMet reassured us that it wasn't happening. That clearly wasn't true. They disrespected me and my fellow officers. They promised transparency to you, the public, and the community, and did not deliver," end quote. So why is TriMet undertaking this sort of evasion or deception?
Because they're going to hire these people at a lesser rate of pay and clearly not pay the medical that they do for the regular fare inspectors. It's all about their budget and not giving the operators a path to move forward and move up into the company.
You've been a fare inspector before. You were employed at first by TriMet in 81. I guess you were an operator, and you've been a longtime union board officer. Do you perceive over the years an increasingly hostile tone from TriMet management?
Yes, I do. I feel that right now the new management, they don't understand the pathway. And believe me, I understand about change. Everybody is changing. But there's a proper procedure to go through, especially when you have a contract.
I understand that PPI is uniformed almost exactly like real police, and that some of them carry guns and have been known to be aggressive. When I look over the journalistic record over the last decade, are you concerned that PPI's presence in the bus system will lead to greater violence against the poor and people of color?
I certainly am, because people tend to, being a black Afro-American woman, people tend to profile other people. And if you are low income, and a lot of the kids out there that ride the bus need this system. A lot of the people that work in fast food restaurants need the system. They can't afford a pass. And if a person who don't have the proper training go out there being aggressive on these buses and trains, it's just going to create more problems. And I don't want to see that happen.
What TriMet jobs have already been given away to non-union corporations? Do you think that TriMet management will try further outsourcing?
I know they're going to try. They tried to outsource some of the people in customer service their jobs. So they're biting at sections, giving out sections of each person's job. Journeyman mechanics, they're outsourcing that. It's just unbelievable what they're doing, and the public needs to be made aware of this.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For KBOO Portland, I'm Teresa Mitchell.